Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Tell me what you think. Would you have given this woman money? 1-800-330-9999. Was I out of line because I refused to do it out of principle? I had no gas in my car. I know this must come as a complete shock to you, Raven.
I mean, you're a grown-up.
I know.
With people depending on you. Yes. You're a parent.
So I have to go to the gas station to get gas. And I get in the car and I have Dakota, my toddler, in the back seat. She's strapped in, whatever. And I get to the bottom of my hill and I get to a stop sign. Mm-hmm. And I get to the stop sign and I stop. And this woman comes around the corner and she's kind of disheveled and looks a little bit frantic. She's probably like a heavier set, older woman. I would guess maybe late 60s would be my guess.
Wow.
And she's holding up her hands, holding keys in her left hand.
Okay.
And like motioning for me to stop. Yeah. And I was like, and I got scared. Like I thought something was happening.
Sure.
And she says, oh, I need your help really quick. And I said, I'm like, yeah, what's going on? What do you need?
Okay.
She's like, my car just ran out of gas. She's like, I'm parked in the inn. She's like, can I just grab a couple dollars? I have one of those gas tanks to fill up, like the plastic bins that you use. So I'm thinking, I go, wait a minute. I go, I'm out of gas right now. I'm headed to the gas station. I'll grab it. I'll fill it up for you. And she pauses and she goes, no, I'll go. She's like, I want to go to the gas station. I'll just walk. I don't want to put you out. And I think, but the gas station, and I know where we live. I know where I am.
Sure.
I go, it's like far. It's like at least a mile, like, you know, a mile and a half. Like, why would you want to walk? I go, I'll run. I'll be right back. I promise I'll be right back with the gas.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
And you said
okay.
That to her too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's like, no, I just want the few dollars. So I go to reach for my wallet. Right. And then I go, wait a minute. I go, this lady's scamming me.
Right.
If she was for real stuck and she had this, why wouldn't you take my help? So then I turn around and I look at her and I've got Dakota in the backseat and she's being quiet. And I think to myself, you're lying to me. I would have so much more respect if you just said, I'm down on my luck. Do you think you could spare a few dollars? Like, I think in that situation, mm-hmm. I would have given money. But the fact that you literally stopped me at a stop sign,
yeah,
caused like panic and concern, and you lied to me. I was like, I said to her, I go, nah, I'm good. And she's like, what? I'm not.
She was shocked
money.
By the fact that you had woken up. You were like a person coming out of faintness with smelling salts. You were like, no.
Yeah.
No, that's not what's going to happen now.
Right. And then
I applaud you.
Yeah. And she looked at me. She's like, not even a couple dollars. I go, no, I'm not giving you a couple dollars. And right. Now I'm like mad about the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Because now you can see, too, when you said no and she's pushing back, like there's no explanation. She could have said, oh, you know what? Just take the gas can then.
Right.
You know, she could have done that.
Right.
Yeah. She didn't do that because that's not what she was actually doing.
And then she turned around and she like ran to somebody that was walking up the street mm-hmm.
to tell them
the
some
same story the same
or some
story.
Other nonsense. Whatever story she thinks is going to appeal to that person.
Yeah. Then I accidentally almost hit a biker because I wasn't paying attention.
You were mad.
I was all worked up. But then as I was driving towards the gas station, I thought to myself, you know, and maybe you're out of line. Like mm-hmm. this is a person that clearly needs help. If they have resorted to this in their life, you know, like that this is what they're doing.
You're not helping them by giving them the money. That's the difference is that you're not helping them giving them the money in that case.
But if they went through all that trouble and they're that frantic and they're trying to be creative, like, should I just give in a couple dollars out of my wallet? Like, am I out of line? Because I brushed her off and at that point I was angry and I didn't want to give her money. Would you have given them the money? What would you do in that situation? 1-800-330-9999.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
I was going to get gas, and I was at a stop sign near my house, and a woman ran in front of my car, put her hands up. She was an older woman, and I rolled down my window. I thought she needed help, and she did. She told me that her car had run out of gas. She was parked down the street. She grabbed a couple dollars just so she could get gas. I offered to take the gas tank for her to the gas station and fill it up for her.
Because you were going there anyways.
Yeah, and she said no. She just wanted the money. She would get it herself. I immediately was like, she's scamming me. Like, why wouldn't you want my help if I would get you the gas? And then I was so mad that she lied to me that I refused to give her any money whatsoever. Now, the question is, was I out of line because of that? What would you do? Was I out of line? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
No, I don't think you're out of line at all. I totally agree with what you did. I'm one of those people. I am more than happy to reach out and help people. I want to make sure what I'm doing is what they really need. I don't want to just give them money and worry that they're going to go and use it for drugs or something that they don't need. If they're in need, I want to help them.
Yeah, $3 doesn't change anybody's life. Feed somebody and you're changing their day.
Anna and Raven, was I out of line because I wouldn't give her $2?
Absolutely not. I have had similar situations where people ask for money. They're saying they're hungry. I'm like, I'm running into the bagel store. I'll get you breakfast. No, I just want money. So I'm like, no, you're definitely not out of line.
Listen, when I see the guy on the side of the road in Vegas or whatever, and the sign says, hey, I actually just want a beer, I give that guy money. He's telling me the truth. He's telling me the truth. I mean, if we all had a little bit more truth in our lives, you know, I give that guy the beer money. Mm-hmm. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Was I out of line? What do you think?
Yes, because she might have thought you weren't going to give her gas can back, and then she would have been really in a mess.
If I'm asking for gas money, I'm carrying the gas can. Just pointing that out. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Also, though, if you have a superstitious parent, my mom always says never to turn a beggar away because it could be Jesus in disguise.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for that nonsense. Get out of here.
Oh, no, I turned God away.
No, get out of here. I'm not doing that right now.
Oh, my God. Thank God I went to church yesterday.
Anna and Raven, was Anna out of line?
There was a guy on the train once that he asked for money, and I handed him a container of chicken salad, and he threw it and said, I'm a vegetarian.
If. Right. Like, you're a vegetarian. Like, I mean, what are you talking about? If you're hungry, hungry.
He was appalled that I had given him chicken salad. But, you know, what are you going to do when you're that desperate? I don't know.
Yeah, you go get him a falafel. All right. You know, what would you like?
Hey, Ann Raven, what do you think? Was Anna out of line?
Maybe. You know, it does sound like she's trying to scam, but I'm a sucker, so I don't know. Out of line, no. Not out of line.
Just not a good human being, is basically what you're saying.
I mean, you have to get I think it's human reaction to get fed up sooner or later, where everywhere you go, every corner, somebody's asking for something, right? And it's not to say that some people really don't need help. Of course, there's people that need help.
Then just
right?
ask for help. Don't make up an elaborate lie.
Right.
And then when I'm offering to help you more, then do that. It made me mad. And I don't like, right. I don't know. And then I don't know if I'm a jerk because I thought like, I mean, obviously it's somebody that needed help, but I was refusing it at that point because I was like, just tell me the truth and I'll be more honest with you.
Exactly.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the
sketch? In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.